Hello, this is Lauren of Wearing History. This is the Wearing History Podcast, episode number 2. So I am going to do a little podcast today because there's something that's been going around social media lately, and I think it's something that really deserves to be talked about. Now, I'm not sure whether this is just going around in my personal circle or whether it's in the costuming and vintage community as a whole. But a lot of summer events are coming up, big events, weekend-long events, maybe even week-long events. And, you know, I've been discovering that I am not the only one who suffers from social anxiety. And by social anxiety, I mean that you find it somewhat difficult to get in the zone and speak with strangers or show up in an event where there's a lot of people. Maybe it makes you really nervous. Maybe even the thought of it, even the thought of getting there makes you nervous. And I think that it's actually quite common, and it's something that needs to be talked about. And we don't often talk about this sort of topic. I think that until relatively recently, anxiety was very hush-hush. Like, people thought that they were strange if they had anxiety, and a lot more people have anxiety than you would expect. Now, you know, this started because on my personal Facebook page, I don't remember what I was posting about. Basically, a lovely person named Katie Lovely, ironically enough, she and I were talking a little bit about social awkwardness. And eventually I posted on my page, and her personal profile was like, gosh, I can't think that I'm the only one that deals with this. I think that maybe there should be a podcast about social anxiety. And actually, Abby and Lauren from American Duchess said, oh yeah, we are planning on doing one of those as well. So I've listened to theirs. Katie Lovely has done her own video addressing this topic. And I think that I want to talk about it as well, because I have my own perspective having dealt with this on and off for quite a long time. So if you deal with these feelings, like, first of all, you're not alone. Don't feel like you're weird. Because, I mean, we are all a little bit weird that like dressing up in old-timey clothes, right? So the social awkwardness or insecurity, well, I guess it could be insecurity, just the feelings that come along with dressing up in funny clothes, but then actually going outside the house and meeting other people who share our similar, somewhat strange interest, let's be honest, sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. And if that's you, hang on, I've got a couple tips for you. If not, hey, cool for you. Like, I wish I was like you, because I get a little bit nervous in public. I'm actually even a little nervous in this podcast because I'm dealing with a subject that's a little bit close to heart, right? Something that's kind of difficult sometimes to talk about with people. But I've been speaking with my best friend about this for quite a long time, and she and I like to bounce ideas around. And I think that she really encouraged me to get out there and put my voice out there about this issue, because a lot of people do go through this. And if you're like me, you don't just want to listen to one thing or read one thing. You want to hear everybody's perspective. So this one is mine. So I'm going to give you guys some tips for dealing with social anxiety. Like I said, it's really not uncommon. It's a lot of people that do these dress-up events. You know, we spend a lot of time alone creating our costumes. Another friend, Lauren, actually mentioned that it's kind of a loner hobby in a way. Like, you know, we sew by ourselves creating these beautiful masterpieces, and then we get together and wear them. Now, personally, I think there might be two different types of people. There's people that are socially driven, and they get into this hobby as something in order to socialize. And then there's the people that kind of geek out over historical dress and then have to seek out events to go to wear their creations. I think I fall in the second part of that, meaning that I really enjoy creating the garment, and the event to wear it to is somewhat secondary. Now, for some people, the event is the primary reason, and they will sew the garments for the event. I think there is crossover between these two things, but don't feel like you're the odd man out because you fall into one or the other types of people, you know, that go to these events. So acknowledging that we do spend a lot more time alone when we're creating, like, we're creating these garments that are a reflection of our personality. They're a reflection of our dreams, our personal aspirations. They're something that we sometimes spend months working on, a lot of money working on, or, you know, cut corners where you can because you really enjoy the hobby. And when you go somewhere and you're surrounded by people who also geek out over these specific things, maybe it's a little bit overwhelming because they might have been doing it a little longer than you, or maybe you think they have their clique and you're not part of the clique, or maybe just the thought of having to speak to somebody on a personal level really freaks you out. And you know what? You're not alone. It's totally okay to have those feelings. And it's what you do with those feelings that shows who you are as a person. Now, I know that like, people say, oh, there might be snobs or whatever. I've never run across snobs, barely ever, in all of my costuming. I think that a lot of it is self-imposed on ourselves because we are our own worst critics. And we may look at what other people create and think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be that good, or I can't even talk to them because their costume is better than mine, or their vintage is better than mine. That's not true, guys. It's just not. You are so good at what you do because you put your heart into it. And we are all on this journey together. We're all creating things because we enjoy this wonderful hobby of recreating historic dress or vintage dress or whatever it may be. And going to these events is scary, but it's an opportunity to connect with other people who get us. All this is to say that it's really brave to put yourself out there, to get to the event, to meet the people, to connect with others within our hobby, because it's scary to get there. But once you're there, it usually is pretty good. You know, it's all right. So just get yourself there and get going. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to implement different things that I have worked for me over the years. The first thing is don't wait to address this issue until you show up. Now, let that sink in for a second. Do not wait until the event to be prepared. I know you're probably all frantically sewing right now. I mean, almost everyone I see on Instagram that's going to costume college is kind of going a little bit mad. But this is when it starts, okay? You need to mentally prepare yourself for the fact that you're going to be around other people. And it's not actually quite so scary as you may think, like preparing myself. No, there's like practical tips that you can use to put in place. The first thing is choose your roommates really well. You know, if possible, room with someone you're really comfortable with, that you can hang out with in your jammies at home. Someone that you don't have to put on a fresh face for. Someone that knows you, who you are, so you can just go back to your room and chill and not have to be on for them. So definitely choose your roommates wisely. I'm really lucky with my roommate choices over the years. And I know that other people have had more challenges. And you know, there's nothing wrong if you can afford it to go and room by yourself, if that's where your comfortable place is. It's totally okay to have your own space. You need somewhere to be able to go back to and relax. Another thing before the event is plan ahead of time what you're going to pack. And I hate making lists, but make lists so you know, okay, here's all my jewelry, here's all my costumes, here's all my underwear from my costumes, I need to bring some regular clothes, I have to pack enough underwear, like all those tiny little things add up to like, oh my gosh, I'm totally going to forget. I think we've all had anxiety dreams, right? Like I show up at the event and I have no corset. Or I show up at the event and I only have modern tennis shoes. Like, I think it goes through all of our brains when we're working really hard on putting our best foot forward with our head-to-toe look that we're going to show up in something completely wrong. Like, I've had dreams where I've left my garment districts at home and I've driven up to LA and shown up at costume college and I'm like, well, I'm in jeans, the same jeans and t-shirt all weekend long. After slaving for months on my costume. hasn't actually happened. Those are all dreams. So make a list for your packing. Do not wait until the night before. Like, plan ahead of time. Even while you're working on your costume, make a list of what you need in order to get there, including chargers and all these tiny little things we always forget. If possible, avoid last-minute sewing. And, I mean, I leave a little bit of last-minute sewing because I like having that buffer as an excuse to go back to my room. Like, oh, I gotta work on my gala dress. Even if it's sewing 5 hooks and eyes on, I have a legitimate excuse why I can retreat You know, it's okay to do that. But you don't want to be constructing your entire dress in your hotel room. I think a lot of us have been there too. Like, I have my dress together, but I need to sew a whole underskirt with yards of ruffles. That's not nice to your roommates, and it's not nice to yourself. Give yourself a break and plan your time out a little better next time so that your stress level goes down. You don't need the extra stress of finishing the costume you're going to wear around the people you're nervous about being with at the event that you've traveled and spent a lot of money to be at. So, yeah, it's okay to save little handwork, whatever, if that was within your comfort zone for there, but try not to make it so that you have to finish a whole dress. It's just really hard. It adds to the stress level of getting there, too. Let's see, what else do I have written down? Choose your roommates well. Oh, how much of us, yeah, we put so much of ourselves in these costumes, like I mentioned before. I think that's a super important thing to acknowledge, that we feel as if judgment of our costume is a judgment of our personal selves because we've put ourselves into that. But honestly, guys, the one that's going to be the harshest critic of your costume is yourself. You are going to be the one that's going to be the hardest to please. And as long as you are happy with what you've made, who cares what anybody else thinks? Honestly, they probably aren't even paying attention to what you look like. They're probably more concerned with what they're doing because they're also probably super nervous about what they're wearing. So try not to put that external pressure on yourself of what people are going to think about you. I know it's really a lot easier said than done because, I mean, I get in that headspace too, but try to get back out of it because if someone's going to judge you on what you're wearing instead of who you are and how you treat people, that's not someone you want to be friends with anyways. It's just, don't waste your time with those people. And I know that some of them exist, but really, do you want to impress them? Like, really? Just work on impressing yourself, doing what makes yourself happy. That's what's going to give you the most joy in this hobby. Okay, here's some more tips. It's okay to recharge. You may be running to classes all day long, which that's your thing. But you know what? If you get to where you're like, I don't think I can even concentrate in class. I'm on total overload between information and the amount of people in this space. Go back to your room, chill, and relax. If it's not like a hotel type event, maybe you can go grab a snack somewhere and just sit and be alone for a few minutes. It's okay to step away and be like, I don't need to experience 100% of every second of this event in order to feel like I've gotten my money's worth and time's worth. Because sometimes the quiet moments where you take to decompress are actually some of the best ones. You can have time where you can connect with one or two people on a personal level, or maybe you just need to go back and take a nap, you know? Totally fine. Don't put extra pressure on yourself. Go and take the time that you need to be alone. You can even do it like, there's a lot of people in the hallway. I'm going to go hide in a bathroom stall. I've done that. I'm sorry. I'm admitting it. But yes, I have done that. I've sat in the bathroom for a few minutes just to be like, whew, okay, breathe. Everything's okay. Now go back out and attack. you can go for a walk outside. I know it's super hot in LA or in costume college time, but there's a pool at costume college. So if you need to go out and dip your toes in the water for a few minutes, like, go do that. Some people like a drink by the pool. I prefer a cup of tea in my hotel room. Like, just do whatever makes you happy. Bring cookies or whatever your little personal treat is so that you can be like, I just really want a cup of tea and a scone right now. You know, go have your cup of tea and a scone. Everything will wait. The people will still be there. It will be okay. it's okay to skip classes. I think I mentioned this before. It's okay to skip a class if you feel like information overload. Like, you don't have to go to every single class at costume college in order to get your money's worth. It's okay. Like, sometimes even there's repeats of classes in following years. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I have to do all this stuff because I'm here and I need to do the thing. Sometimes the thing, like I said, is just hanging out with a couple people and going to your hotel room. It's okay. Now, I've written to have a buddy. And by a buddy, I mean someone you're super close with, so that if you're in a room of people, you can seek out a familiar face and go stand by them. Sometimes that's really helpful. But my friend Beth reminded me that sometimes you don't have a buddy. Like, what if you've shown up in an event and you know absolutely no one? Don't worry. I mean, we've all been there. When I went to costume college for the first time, I knew absolutely nobody there. And personally, I'm okay with that. Like, I am supreme introvert. Like, I was perfectly happy wearing a costume and watching everybody. That's just the way that my personality is. But a lot of people go and they feel really alone. And I think that in that case, try to get involved. You know, they have a freshman orientation where you can go to and meet other people. They have different volunteer opportunities, you know, or even just go up to somebody that you recognize their blog or you recognize from social media somewhere and be like, hey, it's my first time here and I don't really know anybody. Would you mind if you show me where the marketplace is or, you know, where should I get food or any little questions like that? And most people will be 100% happy to help you, especially if they're not like swamped at the moment, because I think sometimes people do get kind of overwhelmed. If you notice someone standing alone, especially, be like, hey, can I hang out with you and be your buddy for a little while? Just like talk about stuff. If you don't know how to go up to people and start a conversation, especially the big social events, I think photography is actually an excellent way to break the ice. So bring your camera or your phone and be like, you know, someone that you really enjoy their costume, be like, hey, your costume's so cool. Can I take your picture? And then the specific thing that stands out to you, whether it be a ruffle or a closure or whatever about their garment, ask them about it. Be like, hey, this is really cool. Where'd you find that fabric? How did you do this button bit there or whatever? People really enjoy talking about things they've put a lot of thought into. And this is where it comes down to our little nerd group, right? We cannot acknowledge, oh, your pleats are really cool because they alternate. Or look at how you lined your stripe up. That's really awesome. Like we're around our people. So complimenting each other on things that really stand out to us, I think it's a great way to break the ice, but also to connect with someone and show them that you appreciate the hard work and the thought that they put into their outfit. And if you don't get compliments in return, don't take it personally. That person may be totally freaked out by all the people around them, and they may not be in the right spot to be able to respond. I know I've been guilty of getting frozen in social circumstances where I don't know what to do because I feel like there's so many people and I need to talk to everybody, and I just don't even know which way to look sometimes. And, you know, I think I've unintentionally come across as rude. In fact, I've had some people tell me, I thought you were a total snob. And that was really hurtful because I'm not actually a snob. I'm actually quite introverted and shy. So if I don't say something right back at that second, it may just be because I either haven't heard them, I'm super overwhelmed with everything going on, or, you know, who knows? I'm hungry. I don't know. We're all human, right? We all make silly little mistakes that we don't even intend to make. So if I ever came across that way to anybody, I'm sorry. Like, I did not intend to be a jerk. I just honestly sometimes get total overload. And at the same time, if you're afraid that people are going to think that you're a snob, try not to, because ultimately, if they prejudge you without getting to know you, that's on them, not on you. Okay? Speaking from my own experience, I know it's really hurtful if you hear things like that later on, but it's not necessarily a reflection of you. It may be a reflection of where they were at that personal moment. So I think that's pretty much it for my little talk about social anxiety. I just want to remind you that you are courageous to go and to do and to do these things, especially if you get overwhelmed. And you know, some personally, I'll be totally on 1 minute and then totally crash the next minute. So I'm like social butterfly, and then I need to go back to the room and recharge. Like, and then I'm halfway there, and then I'm starving, and if I don't eat, I'm going to probably fall over. Like, you know, we have these weird ups and downs, especially if we're not naturally social type people. So have patience with yourself, have patience with other people, try not to judge them, but definitely take some pressure off yourself. You know, just because we may be concerned about what other people think or do or how we are perceived does not necessarily mean that we have low self-esteem. We may think that our costume is pretty darn awesome, but we may just be scared to talk about it with somebody else. Or, flip side, you may be really insecure in what your abilities are, but you want to reach a different goal. And you know what? Be proud of what you've done in the amount of time you have. Be proud of something in your costume. And if you ever feel insecure about what you're wearing, think, oh, you know what? I really nailed that one part. And think about that part that you're super proud of if those thoughts come creeping into your head. I'm not good enough. Yes, you are. Look at what you've done from nothing. All right? You're pretty awesome. Let's keep creating. Let's keep meeting new people. And do come up and say hi to me at Costume College, because I know I've just done a talk on this, but I do want to meet you. And if I can't give you my total attention at that second, please catch up with me later during the weekend. All right, guys, I hope that you're having a wonderful time with your last-minute sewing. If you don't know what Costume College is, research it online. It's on Google. It's a yearly conference in Woodland Hills. It's super fun. Lots of really cool things to do and to learn. And you can find me at wearinghistory.clothing for patterns, wearinghistoryblog.com for my blog, Wearing History on Instagram, and Wearing History on Facebook. All right, guys. Happy sewing.